Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your sweet presence right here. And we just choose to just meditate on who you are. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you give each of us a new revelation of who you are and what you want to do right now in our lives. Jesus, we just thank you that your grace is sufficient and we're able to receive because of what you gave on the cross. And we're so grateful for your sacrifice that our lives are changed literally forever because of you. And Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is believable. And that you only speak the truth. You don't lie to us, but you're always so loving. Even when you correct us so gently in love. And so, Father, if there's any course correction in our lives right now that we're choosing to be willing and obedient to go in that course correction. And if anybody needs help, we're just going to say, help me, Lord, with that course correction. And I pray, Lord, that it'll be a smooth transition. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us? Course correction is easy when you do it my way. The key is to be willing. And you've been willing in the past. And you've been blessed because of your willingness and your obedience, haven't you? I have so much more for you. But if you keep doing the same things again and again, do you think that's going to get you on the right path I want you to be on? Will you be willing to let go of the wheel and let me direct the steps that you're taking with me? Again, this is doable. Just don't want you to resist. I don't want you to delay anymore. Just simply wanting you to obey me instantly and immediately, just like Jesus did when he walked on this earth. And he understands what it's like being human, and he still chose to obey me. But he chose the secret place with me. And so as you enter into the secret place right now, I'm going to reveal to you things in your life that just need a little tweak here and there, just a little course correction. So ask me right now what that course correction looks like for you and for me, because we're doing it together. This course correction is going to help you influence more people. This course correction isn't just about you, but for all the new people that are going to come on your path right now. So as you say yes to what I'm revealing to you, it's going to impact their destinies. Are you willing to do this not only for you, but for others as well? Thank you. You do know it's going to take a new mindset, because I'm taking you places you've never been before. And I want you to go there first on the inside, and then you'll see it manifest on the outside. So ask me right now where I'm taking you so that you can see it and meditate and imagine being there right now. Your love for me is increasing. You want to do more things for me and with me. And the more you want to do things for me, that means you're going to want to do things for my children as well. Isn't that right? They need what I have placed inside of you. You have gifts and talents. But remember, gifts are for giving. Seeds are for sowing. The gifts that you have are for others, you know. And you're very unique. There is no one like you. That makes you priceless. Worthy. And valuable. Be honest with me. Do you see yourself that way? You need to. So ask me to help you see yourself as priceless, worthy, and valuable. See, I'm changing the image on the inside of you. When you see yourself doing what I've called you to do first, then you're going to start taking those steps of faith in that direction. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The enemy wants you to think that you can't. He wants you to lean on those excuses. He wants you to be afraid of doing it. The truth is, he's afraid of you doing it, and he's afraid of me doing it through you. And remember, it's my perfect love that casts out fear. So how about we replace those fear with love today, shall we? Bring those fears to me. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. For when you do, you will live a love lifestyle. Is that what you want? A perfectly love lifestyle where you are fearless? I do. But it's only going to be done my way. Are you game? Are you willing? Will you be obedient? I'm leaving that choice up to you.